The Supreme Court of Appeal in Bloemfontein on Monday heard an appeal regarding former President Jacob Zuma's medical parole. A High Court judgment ruled his release on medical parole was irrational and unlawful. The application was brought by the DA, the Helen Suzman Foundation, and AfriForum after Zuma's controversial release from prison in September last year, after serving only 2 months of the 15-month sentence imposed by the Constitutional Court for contempt after he failed to appear before the state capture inquiry. Former Correctional Services boss Arthur Fraser released Zuma on medical parole despite a decision of the Medical Parole Advisory Board, which found Zuma did not qualify for medical parole under the Correctional Services Act. Several issues were brought under review, one of which was the access to Zuma's full medical records in the case to determine the rationality of Fraser's decision. One of 5 SCA judges on the bench, Justice Glenn Hoerson, said the redaction of some information from medical records could mean the appeal cannot succeed.
Is there not a principle that operates in these circumstances? That where a court is called upon to exercise its jurisdiction in determining whether a decision maker, or for that matter a court below, has correctly determined a matter, the absence of a record, of a full record, available to the court exercising its jurisdiction would generally result in the decision being set aside as a matter of principle. Does that not happen, for example, in appeals? Justice, if a court sits in appeal and there is no available record at all and it cannot be reconstructed, and all it has is the judgment. But if the court is unable, because of the lack of a record, to determine whether either a court below or an administrative decision maker has properly and correctly exercised the authority that he or she has, the court will generally set the decision aside and perhaps then refer the matter back. The court that is called upon to exercise its jurisdiction, in this case the court below, didn't have the material before it in order to decide that the authority was correctly exercised, and so too this court. The result is what is on appeal, the order that is on appeal. If that order is not justified, cannot be justified because we don't have access to the record, is the result not that the appeal then cannot succeed? It can only be that one must look at the further remedial action that was imposed by the court below.
Other judge on the bench, Justice Clive Plaskett, supported this notion.
But the problem, if I can just come in, is that the information that has been scratched out with a Cokie pen is the very information that goes to the heart of the decision that has to be taken. So how are we to know whether the jurisdictional fact, the first jurisdictional fact, is present if we can't see the reports? We have no idea, no way of knowing whether the commissioner exercised his discretion properly. In other words, the problem looked at from the other side is that he has a great deal of difficulty in justifying his exercise of power. Good enough to say, trust me, I looked at everything and I took this decision and it's the correct decision.
The DA, Helen Suzman Foundation, and AfriForum had initially sought access to Zuma's health records on a confidential basis. However, Zuma refused to grant their lawyers that limited access. Thus, the parties agreed to proceed with a redacted version of the record. Arguing for Zuma, advocate Dalim Bofu said, because he was a former head of state, his medical records are naturally classified.
It is completely wrong to say that the absence of that information, which is redacted, to protect the confidentiality the human rights of a patient must now be visited against us to set aside a decision. That's just wrong. Why is that so? Because the absence of that information surely must prejudice the owners bearing parties who have come to court to say a particular decision is unlawful. They, not us, must then say, given the record, the decision is unlawful. They, not us, made an election with their eyes open, not to enforce the rights provided in our law to compel discovery. Because we wrote a letter to them, to National Commissioner, by the way, and we said, if you dare release our confidential information, we are going to take you to court, let alone the DA and HSF and all these good people. Because after all, we're dealing here with a former head of state. So his medical records, by definition, are classified.
Judgment was reserved on the matter. For Times Live Podcasts, I'm Demi Buzo.